This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Living a money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Aero Fasteners, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And it is, and I can only say this once a year, Leslie, it is the ho-ho home improvement. It is the ho-ho home improvement time to fix up your house. Well, you probably don't have a lot of time to do any fix-up before the ho-ho comes down the chimney to fill your house with gifts and candy and laughter, but you could be planning some projects for the year ahead, the seasons ahead, maybe thinking past the winter into the spring when you want to get outside, because if you've got a project you'd like to get done around your house now or then, we are here to help you get it done, to help you figure out where that first step is, what tools you need, should you do it yourself, should you get some help. Give us a call, and we will help you first at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Now, home improvement costs money, and if you're getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor for the year ahead, you may not be sure if your budget's ready to handle that hit. So we're going to talk about five ways to save lots of money decorating your home in today's smart spending tip in just a bit.
And we know your kids are counting the minutes, but is your chimney ready for Santa and for the colder temperatures that are right behind him? This hour, we've got advice for chimney repair and cleaning tips that keep your home safe and structurally sound.
And lots of cleaning going on this month with all the holiday visits happening. And one of the harder surfaces to get clean are tile floors. We're going to share some quick cleaning tips to help you get that tile and the grout bright and shiny in just no time at all.
And no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways. And this one is sure to make you want to stick around. We've got up for grabs the Arrow GT300 glue gun, which is a favorite in my household, worth $49.
Going out to one listener drawn at random. So make that you. Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Lori in Nevada is on the line with the Money Pit. It's got a question about a cement sink. What can we do for you?
Hi there. Yeah, I'm helping my parents out with their very old home. Unfortunately, we're really low on funds, et cetera, et cetera. We have a sink in our old home. It's in the basement, and the sink is part of like the washer dryer setup there. And it's an old cement sink that has a crack in it. I was hoping that we could do something to repair it just until they're ready to move on because we're trying to do the downsizing and stuff.
Okay, is the crack really severe where it's like in two pieces, or is it just like one crack that where water gets through?
Well, you know, it's like kind of like a little forked crack that's in part of the sink on the base of it. So
what I would recommend is use an epoxy on this. There's a product called PC-7. It's sort of like a putty, and it comes in a container that has the A part and the B part, and you mix it together. And so it ends up being, when it's mixed together, kind of like Play-Doh, and you can press it into place and get it, you know, troweled out and pressed into this crack and leave it alone for about 24 hours, and it will never, ever leak again. So good luck with that project, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Lawrence in Wisconsin on the line, who's dealing with a porch post that's rotting. Tell us what's going on.
It's an outdoor porch on the front of the house, and where that post and the floor come together there, the corners of the post, about an inch in on each corner, are rotting away, and I was wondering if there's a way I can fix that, or does that entire post have to come out?
So is it just the base of the post because the moisture collects there?
Yes.
Can you sort of dig out the rotted area? Because if it's just a small area like that, you can dig it out and fill it back in with a product like an Elmer's wood filler, which will take shape, and you can kind of work it like wood after it dries. So you don't necessarily have to tear it out. Now, the other little trick of the trade for dealing with those porch column bottoms, is it a square column?
Yes.
So what you could do is you could add another piece of trim on the outside of that on all four sides, and put like a skirting on the bottom of the column. And that'll, if you do it well, it looks like it was always designed to be that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, when the builders built, they put like a little piece of wood all the way around it.
Yeah, like a piece of trim. So you put a bigger piece of wood, like a taller piece of wood, all the way around it. If it's just a small quarter round or something like that, you could put a 3-inch or even a 6-inch skirting around the bottom of that on all four sides, and you'll completely cover up the rotted area.
Okay. That
a lot easier than replacing the post, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Kathy in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a problem, not I, but my daughter has a problem with her sliding doors.
Okay.
It's, in winter, it's awfully drafty. And on a previous show, you mentioned a product to put on that you can peel off in springtime very easily, and that seals the doors and windows. But I did not get the name, so that's why I'm calling back, if you remember that or if you can help me with this problem.
Now, Kathy, it's a very common product that we talk about often. It's DAP has one. It's called Seal and Peel Caulk. A lot of different manufacturers make one, but once she seals this door, you know, it's not something that you're going to want to peel off and you know, reapply. Is this a door that she uses often, or could she, like, call this doorway closed for the season?
No, she doesn't use it in winter at all.
Okay, so then you could seal it off for the winter as long as, and the thing that concerns me, though, in telling you this is, while you can seal it off for the winter, you're also sort of sealing it shut. So if this is an emergency exit out of the house in the event of a fire or something like that, you know, you might not want to do this, but the product is a weather stripping caulk. It's clear. It looks like silicone, but it's not. And you essentially caulk drafty windows or doors, and then in the spring you peel it off and it doesn't damage the underlying door. But like I said, because it's a door, we don't recommend that you seal it shut, because then you won't be able to get out.
And, you know, that's a good option if the draft is coming in from around the door, like in the operable parts, the doorway itself, for lack of a better area to describe. If you feel that the draft is coming from the glass itself, there's also those clear sheetings that you can attach in addition to sealing off the other part that you sort of blow dry in place, that sort of seals off, you know, an additional layer if the draft is coming through the glass as well. And, you know, a combination of those two things might work.
It's shrink film, and it would attach to the outside frame of the door. It sort of has like a double-faced tape attachment, and then you heat it with a hairdryer, and it shrinks and pulls really tight and taut. And, of course, that would stop the drafts, but in the event you had to get out in an emergency, you just break through and go on out. All right, Kathy, so I hope that those are some good ideas that helps you and your daughter out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We've got a week to the big holiday. What are you working on? How can we help? Are you ready to maybe refresh your home in the new year? Well, we're going to share five ways to save lots of money decorating your home sweet home in today's smart spending tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
You live in a money pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deitch Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings Decorative Stone Finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
This is a great time of year to add a new floor, and LL Flooring has just launched a new category of flooring that's among the most durable we've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's called Duravana. Duravana is a hybrid resilient flooring that offers all the benefits homeowners need.
It's incredibly scratch and dent resistant, completely waterproof, and it looks like real hardwood, replicating the natural colors, grain, and texture.
Duravana is also easy to install, eco-friendly, and retails for just $3.99 a square foot at LL Flooring stores nationwide and online at LLFlooring.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can listen when you want. When you follow The Money Pit podcast, you'll get new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
No matter when you listen to The Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways. And this one is sure to make you want to stick around. We've got up for grabs the Arrow GT300 glue gun. It's got a great design, so it feels very comfortable in your hand. I mean, I always find that my hand cramps up with a smaller glue gun or one that's not designed as well. This one, no problem, no matter how long I use this glue gun. The nose design actually helps you get to those hard-to-reach corners, so it's great for things like school and craft projects, home repairs, carpentry. I love it for upholstery. You guys are going to love it, so give us a call for your chance to win.
And you can do that by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, and we will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, but you must have a home improvement question.
Now we've got Ames from Colorado on the line who's got a question about repairing stucco. How can we help you?
We have a home that's 8 or 9 years old. It has a stucco exterior, and it has cracks, horizontal cracks.
Is it a masonry stucco house, or is it a synthetic stucco house?
You know, I don't know.
So is it like a concrete kind of a finish to it? Does it feel like concrete, or does it feel soft? Like, could you put your finger and push it, and it would be spongy?
It's hard.
It's hard. Okay. And so you've got cracks in horizontal stucco, 8-year-old house. You're going to want to get those cracks sealed, because what happens with stucco, if the water gets behind it, especially in a cold environment, it will tend to do two things. Number one, it will freeze, and as it does, it will push and loosen the stucco. And number two, there's probably a metal mesh that was applied to the home first that holds that stucco in place, and the moisture will rust that away. So the best thing to do is to use an exterior caulk. You can get one that matches the color of the stucco, or you could use a clear silicone-like caulk and seal those cracks to try to minimize the chance for moisture to get through. And that's going to be pretty much normal maintenance with a stucco surface. Does it appear like any chunks are coming off, or is it just the crack that's forming?
Yeah, it's just the crack.
Yeah, so stay on top of it, Ames, and you'll really minimize it, and it'll last for a long time.
All right, and then it also has rust stains, you know, probably from that metal lath.
Yeah, and so after you get all of the cracks sealed, if you're getting, next time you repaint the house, I want you to prime it first. That will seal in the rust stains and prevent them from coming through quite so quickly.
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Noor in Texas is on the line with a textured wall question. Tell us what you're working on.
We are remodeling our house, and we have a room that has some flaws in the wall, some bumps and things that I know I won't get out. But we were texturing it with a lightweight joint compound and a paint roller. But when I put it on, I kind of went above my head and came down, and then I dipped again. Went across the wall and then went across the top about a foot from the ceiling to where I started. Then went across the bottom from the foot, you know, from the where I ended to the floor. Yep. Is it going to show line? How do you keep from showing line marks?
Well, you know, Nora, there's paints that are designed to do that. You don't have to use spackling. But, I mean, I can respect the fact that you probably had some spackle and maybe you just tried to make that work. How do you avoid paint lines, or how do you avoid trowel lines with that? I mean, you only got one shot to do it, and that's when you work it when it's wet.
Okay.
You know, it's okay to cut in like that, but before it dries, what you have to do is go across the wall and sort of break into those sort of bands so that you have a pattern there.
Okay.
I probably would not have used spackle for that if it was me. I would have used a good quality textured paint, which would have given you the same effect. But it sounds like that ship has sailed, and now you're working with the spackle. Is that correct?
Well, yes. What kind of paint has texture in it?
Oh, there's lots of different paints. I know, for example, I think it's Valspar. It's got about a dozen different ones. And I'm sure every major paint manufacturer has a textured paint.
So you just roll it on like paint?
That's right. It has less coverage. So, well, regular paint covers about 400 square feet per gallon. Textured paint will cover between 150 and 200 square feet per gallon.
Well, and it also depends. The application depends on the type of texture that you choose. Some of them have, you know, certain rollers that are required, you know, certain applicators, I should say, that will achieve that look for you.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Well, one of the most exciting things about owning a new home is decorating it, but rushing into decorating and buying furniture can mean making choices you might later regret. Instead, think ahead and come up with a plan. We'll share how in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
So here are some ways to help you stick to a reasonable budget and save some money. You want to try and spread out your expensive purchases. If you're buying a number of high-ticket items like a couch or a bed, you don't have to get them all at once. You can make a list of the pieces that you need to buy and then prioritize. Now, you should also avoid trendy design choices that are likely going to go out of style. You're going to plunk down a lot of money on this furniture, so don't spend a ton of cash on that crazy patterned couch. I mean, think about it in the long term. Am I going to like this 5 years from now? Does this seem like something that's going to last over the years? You have to think about that because you're going to be spending a lot of money on these items. Now, you want to also splurge on the essentials. Classic pieces, those are worth investing in. You can always cover the trends with those inexpensive home accents. Now, think about decorating around a statement piece. So you want to let one item anchor your room. It can be a piece of furniture, it can be artwork, it can be a rug, it can be a fabric for a drapery, whatever it is. Choose that something to be the focal point and then design around it. And here's the best thing that I love to do. I want to repurpose the things I already have. So I kind of look around my house, think about the stuff that I have. Maybe it doesn't work in one room. Maybe I can move it to another room. Maybe if I paint it with some leftover paint from something that, you know, I used in another space, can bring that room together. Lots of different ways that you can incorporate something old into a new style. And maybe if your couch has got, you know, good bones and is still super comfy, but you don't love the fabric or it's a little worn, you can reupholster it instead of buying a new one. It's really an upcycling project. It's an excellent approach to maximizing those decorating dollars.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Peter in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We built our house in 06, so it's a brand new house we had it built. My wife was in a wheelchair, so we made the doors wider, like instead of 2830.
Okay.
And we're still bumping up against the door frames,
okay.
You know, and you know, they're not too bad, but you know, when we're backing up and stuff, we're hitting the walls and the door frames, and we were just wondering if there was anything that you might be able to maybe to cover up the dents in the wood.
So, do you want to repair the wood, or do you want some advice on how you can put like a guard on those door frames?
I think maybe just to try and repair them. Or, you know, cover up the dents.
Well, that becomes a pretty easy repair. I mean, basically what you want to do is sand out the paint there and sand out any rough spot around that. And then you want to fill it. There's a wide variety of products you could choose from. Elmer's has got a great line of wood fillers that are easy to sand. And then you touch up with some primer, and then you paint it again, and that will cover it up. And you also might want to think about taking a look at some of the clear corner guards that are available that can protect that. They kind of blend into the material, so you don't really see them, but it'll help you protect from gouging it any further.
Oddly enough, at the home centers, Peter, they're found in the painting aisle, and I know this because the steps going down to our basement, my 4-year-old likes to run down and grab onto that corner, and he peels off the wallpaper every time he goes down, and it's been driving me nuts.
Okay, great. Hey, thank you very much for your help. Yeah, we love listening to your show, but we have a new house, so we don't have all the problems like people have with dirt cellars and all that. So.
Well, that's right. We're glad we can help you out with the small repairs as well as the big one. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Barb in Iowa on the line who's got a heating question. How can we help you today?
Yes, my son recently purchased a house, and it has a hot water heat, and was wondering about if we replace that, if you'd suggest staying with that system or going with maybe like the forced air natural gas?
Oh, no. I would definitely. Well, first of all, is it a gas-fired heating system? Is just heated by hot water instead of ducts?
Yeah, it has kind of the radiators along the.
Oh, listen, Barb, you've got the best heating system available. So you definitely don't want to never take apart a radiant system. Now, if you want to add air conditioning, you add a separate set of ducts for that. But you never disable that hot water baseboard system because it delivers warm, moist heat. Now, most builders today don't put these in because they're too expensive. But if you bought a house that's got one, you definitely want to keep it and enjoy it.
Okay. So, and then just repair it if it would need any.
Well, I mean, hot water systems rarely need repair. It's just that the boiler needs maintenance. But most hot water gas-fired boilers will last 25 or 30 years.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Barb. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, he's making a list, and he's checking it twice. So make sure that Santa can slide it down your chimney, too. Chimney cleaning and maintenance tips to keep your family safe long after Santa's gone back to the North Pole when we return. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Parks Construction Management is a local rating business that specializes in construction management. PCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Parks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Parks Construction Management.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help make your home everything you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast.
Orvin, South Dakota is on the line with a log cabin question. Tell us what you're working on.
This is a cedar log cabin. Actually, it's 4x6s with the edges eased. And 4 or 5 years ago, we stained it, and we stained it too dark. And I'd like to know if we can or what needs to be done to bring it back to its original color.
Okay, so if you stained it and it's too dark and you want to lighten it up again, it's not practical to sand down the logs to try to get to the natural wood, nor do I think you have to. What you could do is you could apply a solid color stain, which is essentially going to be the color that, you know, comes out of the can is the color you're going to get. It's kind of like paint, except that the grain of the wood shows through. So if you were to put a solid color stain on those logs, you could definitely lighten it up. And frankly, when we are asked about staining homes, wood siding, and the like, we almost always recommend solid color stain because it lasts the longest. It has more pigment in it than semi-transparent stains. And so I think that's the way to go. Or if just pick up some solid color stain, any color you want, apply it to the logs, and you could definitely lighten up the look.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, if you expect Santa to make it down the chimney to reach those cookies and milk that you left as a special treat, you want to make sure that your chimney is clean and safe. Chimneys can collapse and cause serious issues from fires to carbon monoxide poisoning if they are not well-maintained and up to snuff.
Yeah, creosote, it's one of the greatest chimney safety hazards. It's that residue that sticks to the inside of the chimney when the vapor mixes with condensation and then it cools. The creosote, guys, is hugely flammable, but you can keep it to a minimum with a yearly chimney inspection and regular cleaning.
And are you not sure you need a cleaning? Well, open the damper above the fireplace and look up inside that flue with a strong flashlight. If you cannot see the sides of the clay or the metal liner clearly, you are probably overdue for that cleaning. Generally, you need one about once for every quart of wood you burn.
Now, the outside of your chimney can also pose some major risks as well. You want to inspect it from the outside, see if it's leaning or if it's separating from the house. And if it's doing either, you want to call a professional to come check it out ASAP. Loose bricks or cracks, those are easier fixes. You can replace them, you can seal them as needed, but you definitely need to call a pro for something bigger.
And also keep an eye out for vegetation that might be growing across the top of the chimney. Ivy, for example, can go across the top of the chimney and block the flow of gases coming out that chimney. And if your chimney exhausts through a metal vent pipe, make sure that it has not dislodged or rusted. I used to find those shifted parts a lot in the years I spent as a home inspector. And if it's not properly connected, it's just not going to vent as it's intended to, and it could be unsafe.
Pam in Missouri is dealing with some mysterious water noises. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
When I run water down the kitchen sink, and after I stop running the water, that kitchen sink gurgles.
Well, your problem is very simple. You have to stop running water and flushing toilets.
Can't do that.
Stop using the plumbing.
All right, look, what's going on here is your plumbing system is starved for air. You don't have enough ventilation. And you know when you look at a house from the outside and you see the plumbing pipes sticking up through the roof?
Right.
Those are vent pipes. And what they do is they let air into the system so that when the water runs out, it's replaced by air without gurgling. When your plumbing can't get enough air, it gurgles like that. And the solution here is going to be figuring out what's wrong with the existing plumbing ventilation system. You may have a blockage somewhere that's causing this. There are ways to add additional vents if necessary, but you got to get to the bottom of it first and figure out why it's blocked. How old is your house?
It's 14 years old.
Has it always been this way?
I don't think it has always been that way. It seems like the more that we use, when I'm home on a weekend and use it a lot, it gurgles more.
I think you have to have a plumber take a look at that because you don't have enough air getting into the system. Something's wrong with the venting, and you may need to open that drain waste vent pipe up somewhere else to get some more air in there. Pam, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Well, lots of cleaning going on in this month with all the holiday visits happening. One of those harder surfaces to get clean is your tile flooring. We're going to share some quick cleaning tips to help after this.
You live in a money pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years.
They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings. Dice Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's DaiceCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. And we are here to help you take care of your home sweet home. If you've got a question, you can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Pick up the phone, give us a call, send us a note, whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand with all of your home improvement adventures, whether it's just getting ready for the holidays or thinking bigger into the new year. We're here to lend a hand, and we're also here to give away some great tools. We've got up for grabs this hour one of my favorite products. I use it a lot. It is the Arrow GT300 Glue Gun, and it was named the best glue gun by Popular Mechanics, and we've got one to give away to one lucky DIYer. Again, it's the Arrow GT300 Glue Gun. It's going to feel great in your hand. You can use it for DIY projects, pro projects. It's going to heat up fast. It's got a drip-resistant nozzle and a glue control knob. You're going to love it. You're not going to waste a lot of glue, and you will be crafting and projecting in no time. So give us a call for your chance to win.
It's worth $49 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. You can reach us by posting your questions to MoneyPit.com or calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Terry in Tennessee needs some help with a retaining wall problem. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
Yes. I have a leak problem from a drain on my back end of my house. I have a full basement, and it's heated and cool, but I use it as a garage work area, et cetera. From my garage, there's a retainer wall that goes past the end of my drive. It's about 20 yards long. I have two drain pipes at the bottom of that, and when it rains, well, mud is coming out, so undoubtedly it's stopped up, and I'm hoping that you can give me the name of some apparatus without digging out the whole entire back of the retainer wall.
So the mud gets from behind the retainer wall and then comes out the bottom of it on the low side and, what, runs down your driveway or something?
Yeah, the retainer wall is right at the end of my driveway coming up from the street to the end of the house.
So the solution here would have been in the way the retaining wall was built to begin with, because behind the retaining wall, it sounds like there's a lot of dirt sort of pressed right up against it. The way to build this is dig down around the retaining wall, probably about 2 feet behind it, and then you're going to have stone that is about 12 inches away from the retaining wall. Behind that, you'd have a filter cloth, and then behind that, you'd have soil. I'm talking vertically now. So up against the retaining wall, you have stone. Right behind the stone, you have filter cloth. Right behind that, you have the soil. And so if you don't have something like that, and you're getting a lot of dirt that's just basically turning to mud running through the wall, then that's going to happen. Now, I guess your question is it really worth it to regrade the area behind the retaining wall to put in the proper type of drainage stone and so on, or you just put up with cleaning your driveway every once in a while? I mean, for me, if I bought into a house that was like that, I'd probably clean the driveway every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's almost a constant thing when it rains, but when the drain pipe, of course, it was put all the way around the house, the proper drainage factor, like the drainage pipe, the gravel over the pipe, the cover over that, so it was all, you know, done that way as far as having that done. It's just over time, it's the house is 17 years old. Well, it started to leak, and somewhere or another it filtered down into the drain pipe, which drains past my driveway, or it did at one time anyway.
Well, I mean, you could always, you know, rerun those downspouts so that they're not discharging that close to the house. And keep them, you know, well away, that could help you a bit as well. But it really comes down to how that soil is put together behind the wall, if that makes sense to you.
Okay, well, that was my question, and I thank you so much for your help.
Well, there's lots of cleaning going on this month with all the holiday visiting that's happening. But one of the harder surfaces to get clean are tile floors. Have you ever noticed that they almost never look as good as the day that you put them down?
Yeah, that's true. You know, we're rounding up some tips here because we want to tell you how to remove those top 6 stubborn stains from ceramic tile so maybe you can get it on its way to looking brand new again. First of all, gum, wax, sticky substances, all of those kind of yucky things. You want to place ice cubes in a resealable plastic bag and then lay that ice pack on top of the sticky stain and leave it until the sticky residue has solidified. Then you can carefully chip it away using a popsicle stick or something that's not going to scratch the tile floor. Don't go grabbing a paint scraper or something. Get something a little bit more gentle. Now, bleach really is the key here. You want to mix up a solution that's diluted just enough to lift the stain, and you have to make sure that you rinse the tile very thoroughly. Coffee, tea, juice, that seems to be a very common stain when you've got people over for the holidays. You want to wash that stain first with the detergent and soap, and then use that same diluted bleach solution to lift the stain, and you want to blot it and dab. And that should do the trick for those.
Now, if you have grease stains, you want to mix up a non-abrasive floor cleaner like a soft scrub with club soda or carbonated water and work it into the stain and then rinse it out. Now, for ink or clothing dye, diluted bleach helps here too, but you can step up the strength by soaking a cloth in the bleach and placing it on top of the ink stain. Let it sit there in place until the stain has dissolved, then rinse the tile well. And finally, nail polish. If you happen to spill nail polish, use a little nail polish remover to lift that nail polish from the tile. And if the stain remains on the tile, use diluted bleach solution once again by dabbing it until the color lifts. And that should do it and leave those tile floors looking a lot brighter than they were before.
Shawnee in North Carolina needs some help with a backyard problem. What's going on at your money pit?
No, when it would rain, all the water would drain toward the back because it's on a downslope.
Right.
And then I had a contractor come in and connect all my downspouts and all to this black pipe, and they connected all of it. And ran it out to one source toward the end of that little creek. And in doing so, I mean, everything was fine. It worked fine. And they thought where I was having such water problem, they sort of made a horseshoe out of the black pipe with the styrofoam, you know, peanuts and all of that in it. But what they did when they dug around the horseshoe area, they found that that was dry because they figured if it was wet, it would drain and take care of the problem. But when they put that horseshoe in, wherever they put it, it was completely dry, and it was further down that they realized that I had underground spring. So all of my drain pipes, everything's draining perfectly, but it's one little problem I had with that underground spring.
But is that underground spring rising up to the point where the yard is flooding? And how much flooding are we talking about here?
It's not necessarily flooding, but it stays
wet.
I can't mow it. And there's a place about, I'm going to say 12 inches squarish maybe, that is has puddled.
I don't think this is a problem worth solving. I think it's a fairly small area of the yard, and areas of the yard that get soft like that, yeah, the grass can be hard to cut sometimes. Sometimes you have to cut it by hand instead of using a power mower on it. But I don't think it's worth you doing anything about it. You would have to do some major, major work to try to take the water that's collecting there, run it downstream, and have it sit somewhere else. So I don't think it's necessarily a big issue.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, we've got some listeners who are buying a new house and want to have an inspection and a radon test, but don't really know what goes into it. We're going to help them out when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season. And remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Details.
better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? Is it your house? Are you thinking about some projects for the months ahead? Got some New Year's resolutions you'd like to get done? We are glad to help. Reach out to us by posting your questions at moneypit.com.
Greg reached out to the Money Pit and he says, my wife and I are in the process of buying a home and we've decided to have an inspection and a radon test done. The inspection came out fine, but the radon test came in at 18, which is more than four times the safe level. What should I do?
So that's not an uncommon situation depending on where you are in the country. That's probably a moderate radon level. I've seen it in the hundreds. And I would say, Greg, that there's no need to panic here. You do need a repair. You need to have installed what's called a radon mitigation system. Now, I don't know what your house structure is, but I'm going to presume if it's like most homes that have radon problems, it's probably has a basement. And what would happen in this case is a radon mitigator, a special contractor that does radon removal work, would basically install pipe into the floor, and it's done in such a way where they hook up a fan to that pipe that kind of acts as like a big vacuum cleaner and pulls the gas out from underneath that floor. So basically it takes it from the soil directly and then vents it out of the house. These radon mitigation systems are, you know, very well done these days. They don't use a lot of electricity. There's an indicator on there so you know that the pipe is always working because it's very quiet as well. And the most important thing, though, is that after it's installed, that they do a post-installation test to see what the levels are. And if you do that and do it right, make sure you use a licensed radon mitigator, I don't think you're devaluing your house or, you know, creating sort of a house that nobody wants to buy because it's a radon problem, because all the other homes in that neighborhood are going to have the same thing. And it's really a tried and true system now. So don't panic. You got a radon problem. There's a radon solution. Take care of that and you'll be good to go.
All right. Now we've got Maureen in New Jersey and she says she needs to order carpeting for her double set of stairs. That means there's a landing in between and a hallway upstairs, odd shaped nooks and corners. She doesn't want to be short or pay for extra that she doesn't need. How should she best measure the carpeting for the space?
Well, I mean, the flat spaces, the landing and the hallway, you would measure that as you always would. But in terms of the stairs, I mean, my rule of thumb for that, Leslie, is you do 1 yard per stair, per step. So if you've got 12 steps, that's 12 yards for the carpet, and that covers the tread and the landing with a little bit extra. The thing I don't know is you say odd-shaped nooks and crannies, of course. You know, depending on how many seams you want in the carpet, you may have to overbuy carpet if you don't want to have some seams. And that becomes more of an issue, too, if there's a pattern you're trying to match. I mean, if there is no pattern, it's easier to seam carpet. But if you've got a pattern, then that limits your options. And often there's more waste with that, right?
Yeah, so you really want to make sure that you're thinking about all those little spaces, what the width of that carpeting is. You're making the best plan for all that little spots you've got around the house. And Maureen, you know, you should think about what material you're picking for this carpeting. The staircase gets a ton of usage, so you want to make sure you get something that's super durable, easy to clean. You want it to last a long time because this is a big project, and you want it to look good for as long as it can.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, or I should say it's the Money Pit Home Improvement Show because it's the holiday season. And we know that you're probably not knee-deep in a project right now. We hope that you're enjoying this time of peace and celebration with your family and your friends. But if you are planning or thinking about a project you'd like to get done when you get done digesting the turkey, well, you can always reach out to us for some help. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. And if we're not in when you make that call, we'll call you back the next time we're in the studio. Happy holidays. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Reading Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Whitney from Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the whole Timberline team, we wanted to take this opportunity during this special time of year as we gather to spend time with our family and friends. It is also a time to remember all of our veterans and those currently serving our country. So we join with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute, sending peace, hope, and happiness this holiday season to all our veterans and service members. From the Timberline Heating and Air family, happy holidays.
Reading Garden of Lights is taking place November 19th through December 31st at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge, featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Reality is setting in for President Biden and congressional Democrats who had hoped to pass a sweeping social spending bill by Christmas.
After months of division and debate among Democrats, they've come up short in meeting a Christmas deadline to send a $1.75 trillion package to the White House. President Biden has acknowledged that the votes aren't there yet in the 50-50 Senate and that work will continue over the days and weeks ahead. The president predicted that Congress will eventually pass the bill, which will need the support of West Virginia's Joe Manchin, the lone Democrat holdout. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some 20,000 members of the armed forces are risking disciplinary actions and discharges for refusing to get the coronavirus vaccine. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says governors do not have the authority to overrule or nullify mandates that apply to all service members, including the National Guard and Reserve.
This is a valid military medical requirement, the vaccine. It makes for a more ready force, and it is in the Secretary's authorities to set those mandatory military readiness requirements.
Marine Corps discharged 103 Marines already, and the Army's reprimanded more than 2,700, Air Force booting 27 just a few weeks ago, and the Navy says it fired one sailor from his command job. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals rules President Biden's vaccine mandate for larger private employers can take effect. That reverses a lower court stay. Florida Senator Rick Scott says his party has a good chance of recovering the Senate majority in 2022.
The Democrats have primaries with far-left candidates in North Carolina, in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, in Wisconsin, all states that I absolutely believe we will win.
Scott talked recently with the Salem Radio Network. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Now, almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher believes the United States can overcome China's aggressive military actions by defending Taiwan and other countries that are seeking democracy.
If we hold firm, if we stay strong, if we merely defend the borders of the free world right now, and foremost among those are the borders of Taiwan, ours is a defensive strategy. We're not trying to take territory or upend the status quo. We're trying to defend it. If we do that, I believe over the long term, their model will collapse.
Gallagher was interviewed recently on the Salem Radio Network. Nations across Europe are moving to reimpose tougher measures to stem a new wave of COVID infections spurred by the transmissible Omicron variant. Calls for protests are coming in from Paris and Barcelona. London Mayor Sadiq Khan declaring a major incident earlier today, a move that allows local councils in Britain's capital to coordinate work more closely with the emergency services. More at townhall.com. Viral TikTok posts have some parents in a tizzy.
Some parents kept their children home. Police stepped up patrols and educators tightened security protocols Friday.
In response to the viral TikTok post alluding to unconfirmed threats of violence that raised anxiety levels at schools nationwide, Vicki Cartwright, the interim superintendent of schools in Broward County, Florida, one of the nation's largest school districts, said the U.S. government should take action if TikTok won't get rid of dangerous posts that hurt American schools. The posts circulating online said schools would face shooting and bomb threats Friday. Patrick Frost reporting.
Missionaries held captive are finally released, have left Haiti after a two-month ordeal, and are doing well, according to Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries, who says they are offering forgiveness to the captors. The group was kidnapped October 16th by the 400 Mowozo gang. Check out more on these stories. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It is presented by Arrow Fasteners, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And it's the ho-ho home improvement season. Leslie, are you excited?
I'm super excited. Are you kidding? It's my favorite time of year. The tree smells fantastic. Everything looks so lovely. I always tell my kids, I'm like, everything looks its best this time of year. Everybody wants to be festive and friendly. I love it.
It's a winter wonderland inside and outside your house with all of the colorful lights that are up. Now, if you're thinking about a project you'd like to get done before the holidays, I got news for you. It's too late. We can't help you. But maybe if you want to plan a project for next year, now would be a good time to talk about that. So you got plenty of time to get all your ducks in a row. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, vinegar. It works well for salads and for cooking, but did you know there are many ways to use it to keep your home clean? We're going to share five ways to do just that, and we're going to teach you some tricks that you can use to clean your appliances, your bathrooms, and even your tools in just a bit.
And staying on top of home maintenance can prevent small problems from becoming expensive nightmares, but it's not easy to keep track of every little thing that requires upkeep. Well, now there's an app for that, and it's been created by Consumer Reports. We're going to share the details just ahead.
And the holidays leave little time for things to go wrong, but what happens when they do? We're going to share some simple solutions to solve the most common holiday home improvement hassles.
And no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in our fun giveaways. And this one is sure to make you want to stick around. We're giving away the Arrow GT300 glue gun, and it's worth $49.
It's going out to one listener drawn at random. So give us a call with your home improvement questions, your do-it-yourself dilemmas at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post them to moneypit.com. Let's get to it.
Going out to California, where Marlene's got a question about a rotten egg smell in the bath. What's going on?
In our master bathroom
sour. When you turn on the hot water faucet, it smells like rotten eggs. It's really awful. And this lasts for, you know, several minutes, and then it'll go away. We have, oh, six other hot water faucets in the house, including a shower, and none of these faucets do this. And so we were wondering, you know, should we call a plumber? Would a plumber know what to do to change this?
Marlene, that odor usually stems from your water heater, even though you're only smelling it in those couple of bathrooms. I suspect it could be forming in your water heater. That sort of rotten egg or sulfur smell is actually caused by bacteria in the water, and it's reacting to the deterioration of the sacrificial anode, which is inside a water heater. It's usually made of magnesium or aluminum, and it will react with that and cause that odor. So one of the solutions is to replace that anode. And if you look at the top of the water heater, that looks like there's a bolt sort of stuck into the top of the water heater. That's the anode there. And if you pull that anode out and replace it, even with one, a better bet is one that's made of zinc. There's a type of anode called zinc alloy. That will stop that odor from happening.
Oh. Okay.
It's probably best to have a plumber do that, yeah. But if you call a plumber about this rotten egg odor and tell them to look at your anode, I think you might find the solution right there.
That'd be wonderful.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Our next caller has a question that I'm happy to answer over the phone but will not go see in person. William in Delaware has mice. What is going on over there?
Back in March, moved in a Habitat for Humanity home, and we really enjoyed Sorrello in downtown Wilmington. Okay. And for the first, I'd say, 4 or 5 months, we had no problems with mice or anything else. But the last 3 or 4 months, man, we've been getting mice coming in from the basement. I think that's where they're coming from. We've caught, like, 25 mice in the last 3 or 4 months.
Wow.
We've got sticky traps out. Going around and put low expanding foam in any cracks I can find, and basement penetration stuff. But I don't know where they're coming in. Other than that, and I was wondering if you had any ideas for what to do next.
Well, why don't you get a cat and a snake? Problem will be solved.
Right. Well, unfortunately, my family is allergic to dogs and cats, so I can't do that.
Well, look, have you tried bait yet?
Well, yeah, I had some bait traps outside, but they're still coming in.
Okay, so getting rid of rodents is sort of a management problem, all right? You know, they're so small, they can squeeze into the space the size of a nickel. And so you're doing all of the right things. Now, outside the house, and since it's a newer house, this may not be the case, but we always tell people to not store firewood against house, not store garbage against house, to make sure that there's no, you know, areas where mice can sort of linger around the outside of the house. Inside the house, you want to make sure you don't have any kind of food source. So if you had a pet, that might be, you know, the dog food bag. Or if you have a pantry, that might be not keeping the cereal boxes on the bottom shelf where they can be chewed into by mice. You know, those are all the normal things. Beyond that, it's a maintenance issue where you're going to make sure you keep, you said baits outside. I would put bait inside. What I would do is this on a basement or a crawl space?
Yeah, so it has a basement.
So I would, and the basement's not finished?
No, it's not.
So what I would do is I would get some bait stations, put it up on the ledge between the concrete block and the bottom sill where the framing is. That's sort of like the highway that the mice will use to crawl all around the outside of the house. So put your bait stations right there so that they can have some of that delectable poison and then go outside and die.
Well, hopefully that's what I was a little leery about. I'm afraid that they might die inside the house.
Now, occasionally you could find one inside the house, but it's unusual. Normally they'll go outside. The thing is, as the weather gets colder, they go inside because they like a nice warm house as well. But you've got to prevent them by sealing up all the gaps and putting out bait stations.
Okay, well, I'll try more of the bait stations outside then.
Not outside. Put the bait inside on that ledge.
Oh, okay. Yes, I will.
All right, good luck with that problem.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome, Bill. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hopefully you're enjoying this wonderful holiday season, enjoying it with your family, your friends, keeping your house lovely and festive, whatever it is you're working on. We are here to lend a hand. Up next, we share a homemade recipe for dryer sheets that's going to save you some money and make your clothing super soft. And you're never going to guess one of the most important ingredients,
which happens to be a popular addition to salads. So stick around.
You live in a body pit.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
This is a great time of year to add a new floor, and LL Flooring has just launched a new category of flooring that's among the most durable we've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's called Duravana. Duravana is a hybrid resilient flooring that offers all the benefits homeowners need.
It's incredibly scratch and dent resistant, completely waterproof, and it looks like real hardwood, replicating the natural colors, grain, and texture.
Duravana is also easy to install, eco-friendly, and retails for just $3.99 a square foot at LL Flooring stores nationwide and online at llflooring.com. There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can listen whenever you want. When you follow the Money Pit podcast, you'll get new episodes every Monday and Friday. You can join us by going to moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, no matter when you listen to the Money Pit, you can always get in on our fun giveaways, and this one is sure to make you want to stick around. We've got up for grabs the Arrow GT300 glue gun. It's a high-temp glue gun, heavy-duty, durable, super comfortable in your hands. It's going to heat up fast. It has a drip-resistant nozzle, and you're not going to waste a lot of glue, which I love. It's worth $49, but one lucky listener is going to get it for free.
That's right. So give us a call. It's going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Denise in Ohio is on the line with some window condensation. Tell us what's going on.
I've got some windows. They're double pane. The house is about 10 years old, and I am constantly battling condensation in the windows. I typically, with a lot of the windows, open them daily and close them at nighttime. If there's some windows that I don't get to in the wintertime when it gets really cold, there's water dripping, it pools, it turns to ice. I try and get some of that putty-type stuff that you can put in the bottom and along the sides.
Is the condensation inside the panes of the windows, or is it like on the inside surface?
Inside surface of the house.
All right, now these are thermal pane windows or single pane windows?
Double.
Well, clearly the insulated glass is not insulated. So that's why you're getting this level of condensation. If you had truly insulated glass, it would be too warm for this condensation to occur. But you have warm, moist air in the house. It's striking the very, very cold, virtually uninsulated glass and then condensing on that glass and dripping down. So that's what's going on. That's what's causing the moisture. It's nothing more than, unfortunately, bad windows. So with that said, replacement windows are in your future. Now, you don't have to do it immediately, but it's a project you're going to have to face. I mean, the good news is that replacement windows, the costs have come down. They're all custom made by nature. So the company will measure the windows in your house, and by replacing them, they simply pull out the sashes, the old sashes, and slip in a new window, like into the old hole. And it looks great. It works well. It's just a good system. So that's in your future. For now, though, what we need to do is two things. We need to take as much humidity out of the house as we can. And secondly, I'd like to see you get a barrier in front of those windows. So if you could use, for example, a insulated shade, one that has sort of those honeycomb kind of designs, that would help a little bit.
I've got double right now, and I just ordered triple for some other windows.
Well, that will help because that basically will stop some of that warm, moist air from hitting the window. And also drapes. I mean, shades and drapes help the situation. In terms of the humidity, there are a number of ways we can attack this. First of all, you want to make sure you start outside your house looking at the drainage conditions at the foundation perimeter. Because believe it or not, if water is allowed to collect around the foundation, and if it doesn't run away from your house, if the gutters aren't extended away from the house, that foundation will absorb water and it will release into the air once it gets inside. That adds the humidity. So I would definitely do that. Secondly, I would ask you to check to make sure that all your vent fans are venting out, not recirculating, because that will help as well. And thirdly, up in the attic, you want to make sure that you're well ventilated, because that vapor pressure starts at the basement or first floor, will permeate all the building materials and end up in the attic. And if the attic's not ventilated enough, it's going to kind of hang right there. So those are ways to reduce humidity inside the house. Of course, you could also use a whole home dehumidifier. But I think in this case, if we just control moisture and try to get something that's protecting those windows, that's the best you're going to do, short of replacing them.
Well, what about getting some circulation? If I open them earlier in the morning and get some circulation going, will that...
Listen, this is just science, okay? Warm, moist air against cold surface equals condensation. You know, you see this in the summer when you go outside with a glass of iced tea and moisture forms on the outside of it. It's the same thing. It's just happening in the winter in your house because everything is reversed. The warm, moist air is inside the house, and that cold glass is your window.
Yes, and unfortunately, we have to keep the humidity at a certain temperature because of asthma and allergies.
Yeah.
All right. Didn't get as good a windows as I thought I did.
All right, Denise. Sorry I couldn't give you better news, but maybe you'll get through with that. 888-666-3974.
Olin's on the line with a wainscoting question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was wanting to do some wainscoting in my living room, and I'd seen some people do it with pallets, actually taking the pieces off and using the slats for the wainscoting. And I know they do treat them with some chemicals and stuff, and as long as I run it through a planer and everything, would that pretty much treat it, as long as it's sealed up with the polyurethane and all that to keep it from being toxic with the children and stuff?
Well, I can't really answer that question because I'm not sure how they treat the pallets. And frankly, I've torn a lot of pallets apart in my day as things have been delivered, and I never really had a concern about treatment and never actually can recall smelling an odor from the treatment.
Well, I never would have thought about it, but I looked at some pallet ideas online, and I saw where some people had done wood floors with them and the wainscoting, and it looked stunning, really. It was totally different looking from what you'd think a pallet would usually be, you know.
Right.
And so that's what gave me the idea, and I thought, well, that would be a cheap idea to use.
Yeah, and hey, it's an upcycling too, Leslie. I mean, you're taking something and reusing it in a new and a creative way, better than sending it to ground to a dump.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be personally too concerned about
treatment, because I'm not sure that it, that they are treated. But I would say that if you detect any odors and you're thinking that they're treated, then, you know, the virtue of the fact that you're going to seal them will probably minimize that. So I, for me, I don't think it would be a concern.
Okay. Well, that sounds good, then. I appreciate it, guys.
Well, vinegar works well for salads and cooking, but did you know there are many, many ways to use it to keep your home clean? Here are five uses that might just surprise you.
First, here's a homemade recipe for dryer sheets that save money and make your clothes super soft, and it uses white vinegar. So you simply fill a glass jar halfway with vinegar. You want to add 15 to 20 drops of an essential oil. That's, you know, optional if you want to give it a scent, and put some rags into the jar. When you need a dryer sheet, you wring out one of the rags, throw it in with your clothes. These DIY dryer sheets are going to eliminate static and help soften your laundry and also leave your clothes smelling great. Now, next, for fresher laundry, you want to add a half a cup of vinegar to your normal laundry load. You keep your same soap, your same fabric softener, whatever you normally do, just add in that vinegar. It's going to help soften, eliminate those stubborn stains, and deodorize.
Now, there's also a couple of good uses for vinegar in a bathroom. If you want to deep clean your jetted tub or your hot tub, vinegar is a great way to do so. The acidic nature of vinegar will break down the hard water buildup in those interior pipes and leave it being very nice and clean. It can also get rid of any bacteria that hides in those spots. Just fill the tub with warm water until the jets are fully submerged, then add 2 cups of vinegar and run it for about 10 minutes.
Plus, you know, it's really a great way to remove those hard water deposits that may clog your shower head. You can combine a half a cup of baking soda with 1 cup of vinegar into a large freezer-sized Ziploc bag, then raise that bag up to the shower head and submerge the entire fixture into that bag with the mixture. You can even secure the bag with a rubber band and let it sit. This is going to help remove any calcium buildup or bacteria that's accumulated over time. After about 30 minutes, remove that bag and run the shower to rinse, and wait till you see how much better that water is flowing.
And finally, if the blades of your scissors have any sticky residue on them, you can dampen a rag with vinegar and wipe the blades of your scissors. The vinegar will do a great job of removing any adhesive or buildup, and the scissors will be shining like they're brand new. And there you have it. Lots more things you can do with white vinegar outside of just making your salad fixings.
Lane in Arkansas is looking to do some countertop updates with a cement countertop. How can we help you with that project?
I've been wanting to get granite countertops forever, and I can't really afford it being a single dad and paying the mortgage and everything. So I was looking at the concrete method. I watched some videos on YouTube and whatnot, and I really like how it looks because it looks a lot like the granite. And my question kind of were, is it pretty simple for a guy that knows a lot of, not a lot about concrete, but, you know, a little about it. And the edging stuff that they sell on websites, do you need to buy that, or can, is there a way that you can do it with just normal, like, wood, where you could form it up yourself?
So, first of all, concrete countertops are beautiful, but they're a lot of work to build, as you've learned if you've watched all of those YouTube videos, which I commend you for doing. In terms of the edging, you certainly, having those tools certainly makes it a lot easier. But if you're crafty, you probably could make your own edging tools.
Okay.
To get an acceptable edge to that concrete surface. The good news is that the materials itself is fairly inexpensive. So if you really screw it up, you could break it up, throw it in the garden, start again, you know.
Right.
But the key is really the prep and making sure that you've got the form built correctly and you're totally ready to go. You know exactly what you're going to do once you start to pour in that concrete, because you don't get a second chance.
Would you recommend a certain type of concrete?
You know, Quikrete makes a commercial-grade countertop mix.
All right.
So I would just go buy that.
Okay.
You know, you can pick that up at a home center hardware store and just go for that.
Well, that sounds good. That's probably what I'll end up doing then.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Are you looking for an easy way to keep track of most of your home maintenance? Well, Consumer Reports just released a new app for exactly that purpose, and it's called UpKept. Ted Bongiovanni, the Senior Director of New Ventures for Consumer Reports, joins us with the details next.
Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Birch Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Birch Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burt's Construction Management.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
Green Air, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They're donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, staying on top of routine home maintenance can prevent small problems from becoming expensive nightmares, but it's not so easy to keep track of every little thing that requires occasional care.
Well, now it is, because there's an app for that. It's called UpKept, and it was created by the experts at Consumer Reports, who say the app makes it easy for folks to maintain their homes inside and out. With us to talk about that is Ted Bongiovanni, the Senior Director of New Ventures for Consumer Reports. Welcome, Ted.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Leslie. It's so great to be here with you both today.
Well, we are in an information overload society right now, so any app that helps keep our home organized and straight and well-maintained is going to be a welcome addition to our phones. So talk to us about UpKept and how it came to be.
Oh, sure. I'd love to do that. You know, Tom, people are buying homes at a record pace, especially millennial and first-time home buyers. And, you know, in this really torrid environment, folks are even foregoing home inspection, which is a perilous thing to do. But then, you know, kind of you get the keys, you close the door, and then it kind of dawns on you, oh, my goodness, I'm responsible for this house, and I have to take care of everything in it. There are literally hundreds of things that you have to do. Home maintenance is really hard, but doesn't have to be, because you don't know what to do or when to do it. And that's where UpKept comes in, right? We really listened to folks. We knew that this was a real pain point for them, and we wanted to build something for them to make it easy to do what you have to do when you have to do it.
I mean, which is pretty great, because I'm imagining it makes it less overwhelming, because you sort of prioritize the tasks.
That's right, right. You couldn't do it all at once, even if you wanted to. A lot of it is seasonal, but UpKept has over 250 maintenance tasks that cover the 50 most common items. And, again, tells you what to do and when to do it and how to do it. So you're not kind of left trying to figure it out or feeling that you have to tackle it all at once, right? So whether it's the electrical system, heating and cooling, the floor, the roof, your appliances, ignoring it and, you know, procrastinating can really cost you money. But that's where Consumer Reports wanted to step in and really be there to guide people with expert advice.
So when you first download the app, I imagine there's a setup period. You have to go around and sort of register your appliances and your systems so the app kind of knows what you have and then can start to deliver relevant maintenance and repair and updating advice based on what's in your home as opposed to just being a generic source of information?
That's right. The more that you tell us, the more that we're going to be able to do to build a customized maintenance plan that's just for you. It's also good for insurance purposes to know exactly what's in your home, how old it is. We can do things like predict how long something is going to last given all the data that we have at Consumer Reports. But, you know, a few taps and clicks on your camera and you're on your way to like a customized maintenance plan that takes into account the things that you have, you know, whether it's a certain kind of a fridge or HVAC system, you know, just so that it's not generic, but really personalized and targeted just for you.
And it really will talk everybody through the steps so that you're not sort of like, great, well, I have to do this, but I just don't know how.
Right, right. Exactly. Like part of, we have a tremendous amount of expertise at Consumer Reports in the home space that we're able to put in place for folks that are homeowners. So really, we make it, you know, kind of 1, 2, 3 so that you just, any step that we have, like let's say, you know, I know you all are complete experts at this, but modern dishwashers, for example, they need to be, the filters in there need to be cleaned at a regular interval. We're going to give you step-by-step directions on how to tackle, that job and, you know, so that you can not have to consult multiple sources or go searching, down an internet rabbit hole of conflicting advice, or even have to, like, you know, kind of know that would be something that has to be done.
Ted, is the app smart in the sense that I might be able to register the fact that I have I just got a new Bosch dishwasher, enter the serial number or scan a barcode, and then have the app like find all the relevant material that's online about this, like the owner's manual and that sort of thing, and sort of help me keep it all in one place?
Tom, it's good for us to hear that that's something that you have on your wish list. It's something that we don't do right now, but it is something that we're considering for our roadmap, right? If that's something that we hear that people want to have in the app, it's something that we've explored and are thinking about adding in. A lot of those steps are not necessarily model specific, so we feel comfortable with kind of the step-by-step how-tos, but if we think that we could save some folks some trouble of having to, kind of rifle through a kitchen drawer or whatever digital solution, kind of Googling for those product manuals, that's something certainly that's worth considering.
Yeah, the virtual extra kitchen drawer where all that stuff gets dumped, that's what we're looking for. You know, before you came on, we were chatting with our engineer Jim about this, and he had a great suggestion, and that is, what about, like, the recalls? Wouldn't it be great if you knew that I had this Bosch appliance and there was a recall on it, that you alerted me? Because, manufacturers do a good job, the Consumer Product Safety Commission does a good job, but sometimes people just don't hear about recalls. And if there was a place where it was, permanently indexed, that'd be something awfully nice for Consumer Reports to help alert us to.
If you don't register the product with the manufacturer, they're not going to reach out to you. But here, at least, you're telling the app, I have this appliance. So there's another layer of notification.
That's right. We don't do product recall notifications, but that's something that's near and dear. Keeping people safe is something that's near and dear to the hearts and minds of folks at Consumer Reports, and that's definitely something that we're looking into, so that we could, if there was a recall on something in your home, you'd be the first to know about it.
Well, you do quite a bit. It's a great app. We had a chance to play with it, and it looks like it's going to be very helpful to a lot of people. Ted Bongiovanni, the Senior Director of New Ventures for Consumer Reports, nice job getting this out to the market, and we look forward to hearing how it's adopted and what kinds of uses folks are finding for it.
Tom and Leslie, great to be here with you today to share the news about UpKept, and really looking forward to helping consumers save time and money and manage their homes with ease with UpKept.
If you'd like to check out the app yourself, you can go to upkepthome.com. That's upped, K-E-P-T, home.com.
Well, the holidays are super busy, and that leaves us very little time for things that may go wrong. But what happens when they do? We're going to have simple solutions to solve the most common holiday home improvement hassles just ahead.
You live in a body pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files Podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QuickCrete.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
800-870-6217.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And we know this, taking care of your house, it's really a combination of a lot of feelings. I mean, you feel love, you feel pride, you feel heart-stopping fear when something goes wrong, you don't know what to do. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise we're going to help you plan, save you money, and spare you from those snafus.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, if you've got a home improvement question, now would be a great time to reach out to us because one lucky listener is going to get the Arrow GT300 glue gun. It was named the best glue gun by Popular Mechanics, and we agree. It works really, really well. It's designed nicely to fit right in your hand. I mean, my hand always cramps up with a regular glue gun. It's also got a nice nose design so you can get it hard to reach places. It's perfect for projects around the house, home repairs, crafts, you name it. Worth $49 going out to one caller drawn at random, so make that you and reach out to us with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Renee in North Carolina needs some help weatherproofing. What can we do for you?
I just recently moved into a brand new apartment complex. So, you know, the windows are, you know, pretty good windows, but what I found is that it is freezing in here now that the temperature has dropped. So I'm looking for suggestions on how to put up temporary fixes to the windows leaking the air in and also the sliding door. I have a big sliding glass door that I'm not sure how to weatherproof that.
All right, Renee, first of all, as far as the windows are concerned, one of the things you might want to look into is weather stripping caulk. There's a certain type of caulk that's designed to be removable. And one of the products is called Seal and Peel, the letter N, Seal and Peel. I think that one is by Red Devil or DAP. Both manufacturers have a version of this. And the way it works is you essentially can caulk the windows shut. So you can caulk around all those gaps. And then in the spring, you can grab the caulk bead and peel it off. And it comes off like a piece of rubber.
Just make sure you leave one window unclosed, you know, unsealed, because just in case you need it for an egress, you know, in an event of an emergency. Because it comes out, but it just doesn't come out that fast.
Now, as far as the door is concerned, I would just use shrink film for that. So the shrink film, basically you put a two-sided adhesive tape around the door, and then you attach the film to that, and then you take a hair dryer and warm the film, and it shrinks and gets nice and taut and crystal clear.
Okay. So the film would actually prevent the door, the sliding glass door, from opening?
Correct. You would not be able to use that door in the winter. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have to be able to use it, then you just have to use weather stripping. But it's probably not going to be as effective.
Okay, well, this has been very helpful. I've just been afraid to put up anything that was going to destroy the window or the paint.
I know. You want to get that security deposit back eventually, right?
Definitely, or not pay more.
All right, Renee, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, the potatoes are mashed, the pumpkin pie is cooling, and the guests are hungry. But what's a homeowner to do when the unpredictable happens? Step one, don't get caught off guard.
Yeah, that's true. So if your garbage disposal goes on the fritz, turn off the electrical circuit, use a flashlight and tongs to pull out any obstructing objects, not your fingers, always tongs. If this doesn't work, go from the inside of the base kitchen cabinet, insert an Allen wrench into the base of the disposal, rotate clockwise and counterclockwise until the object dislodges, and then it's going to be great.
Now, if electricity takes a timeout when your guests are visiting, there's a good chance you tripped a circuit breaker. So first, you want to turn off appliances that might have been running and caused that trip, like hair dryers or microwaves or vacuum cleaners. Then head on over to the main electrical panel and look for the breaker that is in the tripped position. Switch it off and back on. Then plug the appliances back in one at a time so the circuit doesn't trip again.
And if your dishwasher decides to go on strike after 20 of your closest friends and relatives have just finished their dinner, don't panic just yet. There's a chance a large dish is simply blocking the spray arm. It's a very easy fix. Reorganize the rack and run it again.
And there you have it. The most common holiday home improvement hassles solved. For a complete list, head on over to our website at moneypit.com.
Claire in Maine, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a little problem with my water softener. I seem to have nice soft water with it. The soap lather's good and everything. But when I wash my vehicles, and then one of those is black, after it dries, wherever there was any of the droplets of water, when that dries off, I get all these little white deposits all over the vehicle. And I was wondering why, if it's soft water, why I'm getting those.
Yeah, because it doesn't sound very soft. It sounds more like hard water. You got a lot of minerals in that. Now, the water that you're using to wash the vehicles, this is coming from the water softener?
Yes, all my water, my hot and my cold, go through the softener.
Including the hose bibs that you're hooking up to wash the car?
Yes.
Well, I mean, obviously the water softener is not working correctly. You've got a lot of minerals in there, and that's what's showing up on your beautiful black car.
Well, I know I had the hardness checked about 3 years ago, and they gave me a number of 23, and they set it at that, and that's where I've been going with ever since.
Well, maybe it's time to have it serviced again and have it checked again, because things can change. That's got to be what's causing it, though.
Well, adding a festive touch to your windows is certainly a great way to spread holiday cheer, but you need to do that without causing harm to those windows or violating the manufacturer's warranty. We're going to teach you how to do that when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
I'm Gordon, Coach Master Auto Bodies. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coach Master has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coach Master repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com. If you've got questions, if you've got projects you'd like to tackle, reach out to us by posting your questions at moneypit.com or calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Chase in Colorado wrote in saying, my wife and I just bought our first house and we want to replace the faucets in the bathroom and the kitchen sinks. We have zero DIY skills, but we watched some YouTube videos and we think we can handle it. Are we crazy to try? I love it.
Well, you're smart enough to ask the question. I mean, it's great. You know, here's the thing. I think that this particular project used to be a lot harder than it is. I have to say that I recently had to replace a faucet in a sink in our downstairs bathroom, and I was really impressed with how much easier the manufacturers have made it. You know, they actually include simple tools to help you tighten fixtures in hard-to-reach places, which is something that you normally need to buy some pretty expensive wrenches to do. And the whole thing went together really, really easily. So I don't think it's that hard to do as long as the water valves turn off easily. That's the key. The first step is always trying to turn the valves off under the sink. And if they're not, like, stuck and you can turn them off simply and you run the faucet and nothing drips out, well, then you can take your time and get it done right. But I will say that I think the faucets today are a lot better made for DIYers like yourself, and it's not a terribly bad place to stop. The worst thing would be if you had to call a neighbor or a relative to kind of like get you out of a jam, right? It's kind of like admitting defeat. We got your back on this. We think you can do it. So go ahead and give it a shot.
All right. You know, and I love that you watched a video. I honestly have to tell you that when I was learning how to use drafting software, I would literally be across from like my design partner and be like, mm-hmm. And they'd be like, I see you watching that YouTube video in your glasses. And I'd be like, what? Nothing? No. Nothing to see here.
Busted. Well, adding a festive touch to your windows is a great way to spread holiday cheer, but you need to make sure you know how to attach those decorations without damaging the window frames. Leslie's going to share some of her non-destructive decorating secrets in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, it's really fun to decorate your windows for the holidays. I mean, what's a holiday card without a decorated window or two popping through? Now, the problem is, though, that modern, more energy-efficient windows are much easier to damage because they have a lot more moving parts than the old-fashioned wood windows that you may have grown up with. So here's a few obvious things that you should never do to the windows. Don't drill into them. Don't puncture the frames or the sashes. Also, you want to steer clear of gluing, stapling, or taping lights to that window frame. You also need to be careful with real pine branches or cones. Fresh pine sap can leave nasty stains after the holiday season is over. And while it's super tempting, don't spray fake snow from aerosol cans onto the windows. It looks great, but let me tell you, sometimes that snow residue is very difficult to remove after the holidays. So how do you dress up those windows and add some holiday cheer? Suction cups, those are great for hanging glass ornaments, icicles, wreaths, you name it. If you've got homes with younger kids, those peel-and-stick temporary decorations deliver all the excitement of decorating with none of the risks. I know my kids still even love to do those little, like, stretchy, gummy-looking things. It's like the snowmen and the snowflakes, but my little one always likes to kind of go freeform with them, and then I'm like, I'm so tempted to put them back together. I'm like, oh, that snowman's not quite in the right order. But let those kids sort of express themselves, and, you know, I just keep my set designer inside and, you know, leave it as is. But there's so many ways to do these windows that make it look lovely. You know, attach things to the trim around the window, not the window itself. Whatever you do, be safe, have fun, enjoy the holiday season. That's really what it's all about.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, when the weather outside turns frightful, a fire might be delightful, but not if it's driving up your heating costs. It can do just that. We're going to share tips, though, to make those fireplaces more energy efficient on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit. It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.